Right now, as promised, we are joined by the head football coach at Washington State. He was named head coach on January 14th. He was the Mountain West Coach of the Year last season. He led Hawaii to 3 bowl games in 4 seasons as head coach. He led Hawaii to 10 wins last season and their first back-to-back winning seasons in more than a decade. Washington State was 6-7 last year. Head coach Nick Rolovich is my guest. Nick, before we get into what the spring has been like for you in the program, let me ask you this. How are you, your wife, and the kids doing during this really unusual time, Nick?
We're all good, Romy. You know, hanging together, spending time with the family. I think it's a good reset. Maybe it really focus on what's important in this life.
That's the truth, right? And I know you're keeping busy. Yep. One of the things, Nick, that you've been doing during this time is supporting local restaurants and providing folks with food. As an example, at Pizza Perfection, you bought 20 pizzas and you tweeted, quote, make sure to practice social distancing, but there are 20 pizzas waiting here for the first 20 people who come down and pick them up. You must say the code word mongoose. Thank you, Pullman. All right, so how did that idea first come to be?
Well, I bought pizza for my family. I go to pick it up, and they say we got 2 good paychecks. But I got people out who are struggling.
All right, so if the code word for pizza was mongoose, for Zoe Coffee, it was huckleberry. For tacos, it was wagon wheel. Where are these passwords coming from, and what do I have to do to get a Romy to be one of the passwords?
I'll get a Romy. Romy's next.
Good.
Probably tonight. I'm going to get that Romy going tonight. No, just actually, I asked the people at the cashier to see what they want to say. I came up with mongoose, but we kind of conglomerate about it.
I like it. All right, then, and I appreciate the Romy password too. So, Nick, if we go back to January, you were coming off a season where you won 10 games, and you were the conference coach of the year. Obviously, you had a really good thing going in Hawaii at your alma mater. So, what was it about this opportunity at Washington State that appealed to you so much?
The transition with the personnel grouping, I think, will be real smooth because, you know, Coach Leach and their raid, a lot of 10 personnel. They get a little more 20 personnel than we do, but, you know, we're all 10 for the most part. So I thought that was an easy transition. I like the mindset of that that's been kind of ingrained in the offensive and probably the fan base, too, of being aggressive, ball in the air, and the opportunity to coach in the Pac-12 in a region that I'm kind of excited to raise my kids in, to be honest. This is a cool place.
Nick Rolovich is joining us. You know, you have all that, and then knowing the love you have for the school and for the state and knowing what that program means to the state of Hawaii, I know you valued that, but you said something really interesting. You said, quote, I didn't want to be complacent in Hawaii. I wore slippers. It was a great life. I was happy doing it, but I also didn't want to disrespect the place that I was at by not taking it seriously enough. To me, that's really interesting. What do you mean by that? Can you lay that out for me?
I don't know. Cause when I got the job, you know, I was, I don't know, 36 maybe. And, you know, that was this my dream job. I always wanted to coach there. But it really shows you as you grow in this life, no matter what it is, even outside of sports, you need to keep challenging yourself. You need to keep growing. You need to be, you know, competing to see how great you can be. And I didn't want to, you know, be that guy who just, you know, I played here. We won a few games here. I wanted to see it get better and better. And I wasn't sure I was going to be able, or we all were going to be able to do it.
So you mentioned the Pullman community, and you think it's a good place to raise a family as well. From the outside, it seems like you plugged in to Washington State and that community really quickly. It seems like you've been there for years. How would you describe that community, and then what has the fit felt like to you?
Well, that's been the real similarity I didn't expect is, it's got a real feel like Hawaii where, you know, people take care of each other. It's a small town, real neighborly, very welcoming, very safe. A lot of similarities. Obviously, the weather's different, but as far as the people and the fan base, I didn't realize was as spirited as they are because it's a really genuine support of not only Cougar football, but just the whole university as a whole.
Talking Washington State football, head coach Nick Rolovich is my guest. You know, the thinking, Nick, would be that spring practice is always important, but extremely important in your first year at a program. But spring practice obviously is not happening for a number of reasons. You said nobody should be crying for you in the football program because it's so minor compared to everything else. So how have you gone about responding to that challenge? What's the approach been?
Well, one of the real positives that helped me with that statement is how this team wasn't broken as far as togetherness in the players. They, you know, as soon as we got here, they're in the weight room, the work ethic was there. The togetherness is there. We were really going to focus on building leadership and see who was going to pull this kind of, I say it, but I don't mean it as a negative, a glob of good, and who was going to yank that thing up to greatness. And that was going to be our focus along with installation, offense, and defensive schemes. But I like the mentality of this team. I think we got there's a natural chip on your shoulder when you play here, and I kind of like that. A little blue collar, a little chip on the shoulder, and, you know, a lot of toughness.
And a glob of goods. I like that. You told the Seattle Times, I hope the fans see a team that shows they care about each other and plays hard. You know, like every coach who's accomplished anything will be talking about their offensive scheme. So, and I know you care about that too, but why is it so important to see the people in the program care about each other, and how does that translate into wins on the field?
Because you don't let each other down. You're not going to let yourself quit because you care about the person next to you. I think it's an added motivation. I think it pushes people to maybe a level they're not able to get to themselves. And that's one of the great things about team sports.
Nick, you and the program suffered the passing of Bryce Beekman in March. I know that you did not have a chance to coach him, but how have you gone about supporting your players in their grief?
You know, what made that really hard was I can't go give him a hug. I can't hug Bryce's mom when she comes to Pullman to see his body. I mean, it was just... It was incredibly awkward when it's a time of grieving and it's a time to really support each other. So, you know, how connected can you get on Zoom in a time like that? Obviously, you can install, you can do homework on Zoom, but, you know, when you really got real emotions, I'm not sure Zoom is the preferred way to work on those. So really try to just stay connected through the position coach, through text, through group text, and kind of just let Bryce inspire us this year, and let's inspire them to be the best they can be. Because he was a great kid. He really was a great kid.
We're talking Nick Rolovich. You know, Nick, it seems it's not to be trite about this, but obviously there is no playbook for managing something like that. And especially at a time like this, it makes it even more challenging, if that's even possible. I just wonder how much things are going to change. You know, you can't go give somebody an embrace or a hug. You can't go shake somebody's hand, at least not the way we used to. I mean, do you think that we're going to ultimately return back to normal and things will be the way they were? Or are things going to change? And is maybe that a good thing?
I think we'll get back. I'm very optimistic about the future here. I think it was a good reset for us all mentally. We'll have clean hands, and I think when this thing settles down, we'll learn a lot from it. We'll kind of, like I said, the reset on what's important in life.
You know, Nick, it seems like from the outside, you've always struck me as somebody born to coach, but we've talked about your journey in the past and the fact that you did not get a lot of recruiting love coming out of high school. You went to junior college. You put up enormous numbers. Then you go to Hawaii. But entering your senior season, it looked like you were going to be backing up Timmy Chang, and you signed up to take the fireman's test. Then he got hurt. Then you got another chance. Like, how different is your life right now if that doesn't happen?
Well, you know, the most interesting point for me is, because of 9/11, the fireman test got pushed back, and I missed it. And then I'm starting, and now I'm sitting here as a head coach in the Pac-12. It's pretty incredible to look back at for me. I would have been happy being a fireman too. I just, you know, it wasn't what I truly, truly loved, which was the game of football.
So, I mean, where does that leave you? Do you think ultimately you would have found your way to coaching somehow, some way, at some point? Or maybe does that not happen if these things don't break the way they do?
I would have helped somehow, right? Firemen are only working 2 days a week, so 3 days a week. I mean, right. There's got to be something else you do. But, I think I don't know if I would have been at this level, obviously, but helping out of high school or coaching my kids a little bit, that would have been fun.
What's it like having the kids around and being with your kids?
Oh, push-ups every hour, air squats every hour, a lot of wrestling going on, kickball, all types of, I mean, great stuff. Great, I'm undefeated in Mario Kart, all that stuff.
The best stuff. Washington State was 6-7 last year. They've got a new head coach in Nick Rolovich. Nick, great to have you back on the show. Good to get caught up. I appreciate that. And when things do return to normal, let's make sure we do it again.
Code word, Romy. Where are all those Cougar clones at? Out there, there's got to be some Cougar clones out there.
Got to be. In fact, I'm going to open it up to them right now. I love it. Good job, Nick.
Romy,
appreciate
you're the
you.
Best, brother.
You are too. Codename Romy, my man Nick Rolovich.
Hey,
good job,
you want,
Nick.
You want IE or you want the Y?
Go Y. R-O-M-E-Y. Yeah. Let's do that.
E-Y. All right. I got it. Locked in.
All right, man. Be good, Nick. Thank you very much. Nick Rolovich. Codename Romy. There you go. Head football coach at Washington State.